Stop 2, Castle Hills Park. In the park, you'll find the Mexborough War Memorial. Look for Sapper W. Hackett. As soon as it was made known that Sapper Hackett was to be awarded the Victoria Cross, a fund was initiated in order to create a monument in his honour. The main donors appear to have been the local collieries of Manvers, Denneby and Wathmain, with subscriptions amounting to around £140. The monument was erected to the right of the main doors to Mexborough Council Rooms at Market Hall. Towards the end of the 20th century, the Market Hall was sold and the memorial was transferred to Castle Hills Park, where a rededication service took place in 1997. The park was once the location of Mexborough Castle, a medieval motte and bailey castle, which is a good surviving example of this type of monument. Motte and bailey castles were introduced by the Normans. They comprised a large conical mound of earth or rubble, the motte, surmounted by a palisade and a stone or timber tower. In a majority of examples, an embanked enclosure containing additional buildings, the bailey, adjoined the motte. These kind of castles acted as garrison forts during offensive military operations, as strongholds, and in many cases, as aristocratic residences and as centres of local or royal administration. They generally occupied strategic positions dominating the locality and, as a result, are the most visually impressive monuments of the early post-conquest period, surviving in the modern landscape. Although many were occupied for only a short period of time, motte castles continued to be built and occupied from the 11th to the 13th centuries, after which they were superseded by other types of castle. The motte and bailey castle at Castle Hills, Mexborough, with its substantial earthworks, is a good surviving example of this type of monument. Situated on the north bank of the River Don, the site commands the ancient ford at Strath of Sands. At this time in the Don's history, few parts of the river were passable, and these fords were heavily defended to protect settlements along the river. In the 11th century, it was a manor of Roger de Bousley, Lord of Tickell.
Walk through the park until you reach the main Doncaster Road and turn left.